Lawmakers across party lines penned a letter last month urging the Dunleavy administration to keep a close eye on Canadian mines and shared watersheds. 22 legislators signed the letter urging the governor and lieutenant governor to pick up where the Walker administration left off. This month, they got an answer. A two-page letter signed by the governor cataloged high-level contacts between state and provincial officials. He called it important work to remain engaged over transboundary rivers. Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez called the governor's response a good first step.
They said in the letter that they were going to continue with the process, and so I was heartened by that. But it was not quite as energetic as I would have liked to seen.
There was no specific mention of mining in the governor's letter. Lawmakers had raised concerns over the roughly dozen BC mines that are permitted, operating, or lie abandoned in shared watersheds with Southeast Alaska. Last year, Governor Walker had urged BC to require mine operators post reclamation bonds before work starts. That's in line with Alaska regulations designed to ensure mining companies can afford to pay for cleanup later. It's also insurance towards catastrophes. Environmental and fishing groups on both sides of the border have been pushing BC to reform its mining regulations for years. Jill Weitz is with Salmon Beyond Borders in Juneau.
The need for financial assurances, essentially liability and accountability, be placed on the BC mining industry for impacts to our shared waters, as opposed to the communities of Southeast Alaska having to pay the burden of those impacts from their mining practices.
Governor Dunleavy's letter didn't get into specifics, but it said a teleconference between his cabinet and BC ministers is planned for June 18th. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.